Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the European Show. I'm your host, Mo Stewart, and we're going to do it a bit more slimline this time around, a little bit more bite-sized. So you're only going to be hearing from half of the leagues we normally go into. We're going to be talking to Luke Humphries about Ligue 1 later on. But considering what's happened in the Europa League draw, I couldn't really not talk to it about Italy and talk to my good friend, Mr. Conor Clancy. And I say my good friend, because that's where we are at the moment, and that might change. How are you doing this afternoon, Connor?
I'm doing well, but I'd say probably just a little bit less well than you are, considering that Europa League draw. But it's the one team I wanted to avoid, Mo. But as we discussed before we came on air, it's quite a nice full circle moment, because Liverpool Atalanta in the Champions League was the reason we ever got in contact. So I'm looking at the positives here.
Oh, of course, of course. And I mean, as we will get on to, there is plenty of positives for Atalanta this season. So it's not all about the Europa League. But as is traditional, we have to talk about the team at the very top, first of all. Now, last time we spoke, you were adamant, more so than I've ever seen you, that it would be an absolute crime if Inter Milan did not win the league. And, well, it looks like that crime is not going to happen because they have walked it. Even I wasn't expecting them to be as good as they have been. They were on a run of 10 straight league wins until this weekend's draw with Napoli. How about you? Have you been surprised by the level of consistency they've been able to manage?
I'm really torn on this because, to an extent, yes, I've always had my doubts about Simone Inzaghi when it comes to maintaining consistency over a league campaign. Although, I will say, as adamant as I was that they should have walked the league from probably about October is when I started to think, at the start of the season, I did predict Milan would win it, to be fair. But I have been saying that Inter should probably win the league for each of the last three. So that both contradicts my opinions and backs up my opinions on Simone Inzaghi in a weird way. But the way they've just pretty much steamrolled everything in sight has been impressive. The fact that we're now, what, match day 30 is the one after the break? Yeah, we've played 29 games. They've lost once all season in Serie A, and that was to Sassuolo back in September, which seems all the more funny the more that time passes and Sassuolo slip towards Serie B.